The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of money changers, and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves he said, "Take these out of here, and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you'll raise it up in 3 days." But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. I think one of the greatest priests that we've had in our country over the past 50 years was a priest that died about 2 years ago. And most of you know him, Father Benedict Rochelle, who was on EWTN, very prolific writer. Hopefully maybe one day he'll become a saint. And not only would he write books, but also he would give retreats. He said they would go to India and give retreats there, most likely to the missionaries of charity. But he told this story that after one of his retreats, he went to a Buddhist temple there in India, dressed as a Franciscan priest. And when he entered there, there were people that were praying to Buddha. And there were some Buddhist monks. And what he noticed there was the great reverence that those Buddhists had for their temple. And the Buddhist monks, seeing Father Rochelle, actually bowed in reverence to him. A real spirit of reverence. Then he said he came back to the United States, entered into a Catholic church, was like entering into Dodger Stadium, where there's a lot of noise, a lot of people talking. It was incredible. Because there in the Buddhist temple, where you have really a false god, incredible reverence. Well, here we have the Catholic Church. We have the real presence of Christ. And a total disrespect. As Pope Benedict XVI said, we've lost the sense of the reverence as Catholics. And Rochelle went on to say, there are people who are adoring the wrong god in the wrong place, maybe using the wrong words, and they will be heard. Whereas there are those who are in the right church, maybe saying the right words, but they won't be heard. That's what Rochelle says. And all of that is related to the feast that we celebrate today, because we celebrate the feast day of the dedication of St. John Lateran, which is the Basilica of the Holy Father. Most people think that the Basilica of the Holy Father is St. Peter's, but technically it's St. John Lateran, in honor of St. John the Baptist. So very briefly, I'd like to talk today about how our modern church is subject to frequent disrespect, and what we can do. Okay, the first sign of disrespect for our Catholic Church, and this is probably the most serious, well, one of the most serious, is that many Catholics today, on Sunday, they don't even come to the church. About 75%. That's a huge number. And that's a disrespect for the house of God, because we're called to come and to worship. As Jesus said, my house will be a house of prayer. But if they don't show up, and sometimes I've heard this, maybe you have, well, I'm a Catholic, but God is everywhere. Therefore, I can adore God in nature. Have you ever heard that? It's pretty common today. Pretty common. It's true, God is present in nature, but here we have the real presence. We have the real presence. So simply being derelict and not coming to Mass on Sunday is a lack of respect. Number two is, especially on Sunday, many people that come late for the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Maybe some of you in the past have come late. Make a decision to always come at least 10 minutes early. Because if you come late to Mass, what's happening is you disturb the people that are trying to pray. And we as priests, we got like a fifth sense, we see you. You're not going to come to greet me at the door, surely, I know. Now if you're invited to some important event, an opera, maybe the seventh game of the World Series, something you consider to be very important, are you going to be arriving a half hour late? Of course not. The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass in this temple of God is by far the greatest event on planet Earth. We just come flippantly, nonchalantly into the church, as if we're going to a, you know, middle school basketball game. Okay? So that's a lack of respect. Third is this. Have any of you recently gone to a wedding? Almost always in the wedding you have some people chewing gum. Remember the old church, Father Larry, made the comment, in the old church, if you feel underneath the benches, you could just have a lot of, what we say in New York, ABC gum. Do you know what that is? Any New Yorkers here? Okay, ABC has already been chewed. Okay, that's a New York expression. Okay, we're New Yorkers, we are pretty colorful, aren't we? Okay. And Father Larry said this, what would happen if we went to your house to have a cup of coffee and you're delayed in preparing it and you pulled out a wad of gum and you started to chew the gum, then pull it out and put it underneath your table? That would be the heights of disrespect, huh? Your house should be respected, But the house of God should be also respected. And also this has to be said, and this is one of the most disturbing things, and it's going to get worse, probably, is during the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, cell phones go off. Mass on Sunday, it's almost impossible to have a Mass on Sunday in which the cell phone is not going off. My suggestion? You listen to me? Hello? Don't even bring the cell phone in church. Leave it in your car. Because what's going to happen is say, no, Father, I've got it on off. Forget it. You're going to forget. Then you got a mass of 500 to 1,000 people. It goes off, and that distracts 500 to 1,000 people who are trying to talk to God. So this is a way. These are ways in which we are profaning the temple in the modern world by talking in church, as Father Groeschel went on to point out, by not even coming to Mass. Also by chewing gum. Also by the cell phone. And I should mention one more. As St. Paul says, as Joanne read today, Corinthians is pointing out very clear that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Right? That's the essence of that second reading. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. They have to be respected. And it's this. Come to church dressed modestly. By coming to church dressed immodestly, we are profaning our own temple. We're profaning the temple of God. We could be a cause of scandal for the other people. So there's so many ways, modern ways, in which we can profane the temple. Now this is the one passage where we see Jesus very, very angry. We listen to the gospel. He made a whip of cords, and then Jesus Christ overturned the table of the money changers because these people were profaning the house of God. Let's pray for a renewed love for our Catholic faith. That we recognize that we are temple of God, but also St. Peter Chanel, as well as any Catholic Church, is the residence of the divine person in the Trinity that we call Jesus Christ. So let's turn to Mary, who was the house of God for 9 months. She had Jesus Christ within her womb, the Ark of the Covenant, that we would have renewed sense of the sacred and renewed love and respect for the dignity and the majesty of the house of God. Amen.